Guatemala doesn't quite share Brazil's exposure to the Chinese stock market debacle, but it does share a problem with corruption. Governments in both countries have been rocked by corruption scandals. In Guatemala, thousands of people have packed city streets in the country's capital to protest government corruption. Our colleague at BBC Mundo, Arturo Wallace, has been following the story from Guatemala City. He says the demonstrators are pretty clear about their demands.
Well, most of them want the president of Guatemala, Otto Perez Molina, to resign, all in the middle of a big corruption scandal. I mean, those have been the biggest, the largest protests in Guatemala for the past 30 years, the past three decades. And a lot has to do with an investigation from the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, who discovered and dismantled a corruption network that was accepting bribes from Guatemalan businessmen to avoid paying import duties.
How did that actually work then?
Well, they basically had contacts in the custom office that would make sure they didn't have to pay the duties in exchange of large amounts of money, right? Until now, it's more than 100 people are under investigation. 30 have been arrested, including the vice president of Guatemala, Roxana Baldatti. And the prosecutors say that they have enough evidence to start also procedures against the president of Guatemala, Otto Perez Molina. He's been accused of leading the ring. He has rejected the accusations. He says they are politically motivated, but has been holding to his office among a protest that won him to resign.
So some writers and observers are comparing this to the Arab Spring in terms of just the sheer numbers of protesters and the scale. Is comparing these protests to the Arab Spring, is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's a little far-fetched. It's certainly quite important in Guatemala, and it marks the resurgence of civil society protesting. As I said before, you know, these are the largest public demonstrations in more than three decades in Guatemala. So it is a big thing. It is a reawakening of the civic spirit. But, you know, I mean, there are certain similar aspects, but I think it would be too ambitious to expect that this might result in huge political change within the region as it happened with the Arab Spring.
Well, another key difference is that, say, in Guatemala, President Otto Perez Molina, he was democratically elected, which makes me wonder why they want him to step down, especially since elections are coming up. Why is there such pressure for him to step down when there's an opportunity to elect someone else pretty soon?
Well, yeah, in a way, because all this discussion will also mark and have a big impact on who is elected next. Of course, by, you know, sort of going against Perez Molina and his party, they might weaken the possibilities of having his chosen replacement. But also, I guess, it says a lot about how wary and how tired Guatemalans are about the corruption, state corruption, and about the lack of response from state institutions.
I just had one curiosity question. Is the protest in Guatemala, is it sort of across kind of ethnic and class divides?
Well, so far there have been very urban protests, mostly the people from Guatemala City. And it's very funny. President Molina actually asked for peasants and indigenous people to revolt and protest in his favor when last Sunday when he announced that he wasn't resigning despite the formal accusations. So far, it seems to be mostly a very middle-class urban protest, but it doesn't mean that people from all the wakes of Guatemalan society fed up with corruption and also angry with all the things that have been demonstrated and proven by the International Commission Against Impunity.
Our colleague Arturo Wallace is with BBC Mundo. Thanks, Arturo.
My pleasure.